Welcome to NPR's All Songs Considered, highlights from NPR's online music show. Enjoy.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
You're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, with new music from Pearl Jam. The Seattle band has been lumped in with a bunch of other grunge bands like Nirvana or Soundgarden, but I'm not sure that really fits this band, certainly not these days. On their first studio album in 4 years, the sound is fairly straight-ahead rock. This song, inspired by a newspaper article about a soldier killed in Iraq, is called Worldwide Suicide. Pearl Jam, the new CD, self-titled, and the song we heard was Worldwide Suicide. At KEXP, the music-driven NPR member station in Seattle, is a wonderful DJ named John Richards. We can always count on him to make great music picks, so we took notice when he said our next band, Mountain Khan, should be the next great band to make it from Seattle. John says, if this record doesn't do it, there's something wrong with the world. Give it a listen and hear for yourself. Mountain Khan's CD is self-produced. It's called Sancho Panza, and this tune is called The Escape Artist.
taking his leave. Modern Don Quixote, passing through the dark urban imagery, looking in a broken mirror, washing his face. He sees the old Chevrolet just floating. Showers of disaster and the kingdom come, and the sky full of eyelashes, and thy will that will be done, saying it's not the love that I'm running from, it's the heartbreak that I know will come, yeah.
The group's called Mountain Khan, and the CD's called Sancho Panza. The song we heard was The Escape Artist. After almost 15 years of making great, artful pop music, the band Granddaddy from Modesto, California, has decided to call it quits. Their final CD is as good as anything they've ever done. Granddaddy writes the kinds of songs that make you want to roll down the car windows and sing out loud. This track sums it all up. It's called Elevate Myself.
I don't want to work all night and day on writing songs that make the young girls cry, or playing little solos on a keyboard so the kids will ask me how and why.
Maybe for a little. part of all the quality that falls apart these days. I'd rather make an honest sound and watch it fly around and then be on my way. I just wanna
Singer Jason Little and Granddaddy, the song Elevate Myself is from their new and their final CD. It's called Just Like the Fambly Cat, family spelled F-A-M-B-L-Y. One more taste of some good pop music today, this from Sweden. The Concretes started off as a female trio with a love of Phil Spector girl groups, you know, those big-sounding early 60s ensembles like the Ronettes. Now there are 8 official band members in the Concretes, split between men and women. Their new album was recorded in both Stockholm and Omaha. That's right, Omaha, Nebraska, with the help of the extraordinary producer Mike Mogus. Mogus is best known for his work with Kanne Obrist and Bright Eyes. Give a listen to this from the CD In Color. The song from the Concretes is called Fiction. Thank you. Music by the Concretes. The song Fiction is from their new CD called In Color. Gnarls Barkley is a collaboration between two well-known hip-hop artists, Danger Mouse and CeeLo. The two recently made some music history with a tune called Crazy. Crazy became the first song ever to hit number one in England based solely on downloads. Some of that's just a technicality because the rules changed recently. Technicality aside, the record's a smash and it's big fun with a nod towards some great Southern soul. Give a listen to Crazy.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
Great production and a terrific song. That's the sounds of Thomas Calloway, also known as CeeLo Green, and Brian Burton, also known as Danger Mouse. Their collaboration is called Gnarls Barkley. The CD is called Saint Elsewhere, and that song was Crazy. Django Reinhardt was one of the first great guitar players of jazz, and after all these years, it's hard to listen to his playing and not be astonished. Play Django Reinhardt for someone who doesn't know his music, and after their jaw drops in amazement, tell him how, in a tragic fire, he lost his third and fourth fingers on his left hand, the hand that runs up and down the frets. That's right, Django Reinhardt played with only two fingers. Tell them that and watch their jaw drop even more. A new collection of Django Reinhardt's music's out. It's called Memorial. It features some of Reinhardt's final years of music making, including this tune from 1947 with Django Reinhardt on electric guitar, his brother Joseph on another guitar, along with band members of the Hot Club of France, Reinhardt's band. This song's called Django's Blues. Thank you. Recorded in Paris in 1947, Django Reinhardt. The clarinet was played by Hubert Rostang. Rostang filling in for Django's usual musical partner, the astounding violinist Stefan Grappelli. Grappelli wasn't available for the recording because he stayed in England when World War II broke out, and Reinhardt headed for Paris. That song was called Django's Blues. A doctoral research project about the music of Kenya by a Washington, D.C. musician led to the creation of our next CD. Ian Eagleson and Alex Minoff's band is called Golden. The Kenyan musicians were part of a group called the Orchestra Extra Solar Africa. Together, the collaboration's called Extra Golden. The project by its nature was complicated, but made even more intense when one of the Kenyan musicians died from liver and kidney failures. There's something very down-home about these recordings. Give a listen to Extra Golden.
Thank you. this world becomes squeeze for your slice of pie. Most people work too hard for one ounce of slide. No satisfaction can lead to an extra bite.
Golden, a collaboration between musicians from Kenya and Washington, D.C. The CD is called OK Oyot System. OK Oyot translates as It's Not Easy. You can hear another song from this collaboration online. Go to npr.org/music and look for Song of the Day. The word Mogwai is the name of a creature in the film Gremlins. It's also Cantonese for demon, and it's the name of our next band from Glasgow, Scotland. The guitar is what shapes the sounds of Mogwai. Guitars through a variety of distortion pedals and delays, with inspiration from the 90s band My Bloody Valentine. Mogwai's songs are mostly instrumental. The new CD, Mr. Beast, has some singing. Mogwai is the next band in the NPR Music Online Concert Series. On May 10th, they'll be live at the 9:30 Club. Let's listen to Mogwai. The song's called Travel is Dangerous. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Bill Deputy. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Thanks for listening. You'll find more about this program and a listing of NPR stations online at npr.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 7-passenger Acura MDX. Information at acura.com.